Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. In this episode, we are going to dive into the thrilling world of Wild Bill Hickok with his trusty sidekick, Jingles. Born James Butler Hickok in 1837, Wild Bill is a quintessential cowboy of the American Old West. With lightning-fast draw and a reputation for justice, he became a legend on the frontier. But let's not forget about the laughter and camaraderie brought by his loyal companion, Jingles. Known with his boisterous personality and infectious laugh, Jingles adds a touch of humor to the duo's adventures. Their escapades aren't just confined to the dusty trails, though. The airwaves came alive with the radio show Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Each episode transports listeners to a world of showdowns, shootouts, and shenanigans, with Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles outsmarting outlaws and delivering justice with a drawl. From the crackling speakers to the hearts of eager fans, Adventures Wild Bill Hickok has become a radio sensation, etching their name into the annals of Western lore. So gather around, partner, and join the ride as we celebrate the legacy of Wild Bill Hickok and his sidekick, Jingles, forever immortalized in the ongoing adventures of the Wild Bill Hickok radio show. Now let's get into this episode. This episode's entitled The Baron of Badlands, originally aired June 6, 1952, and let's get into it.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks! Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talkin' cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop, Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Baron of the Badlands. Bet you never stopped to think of a breakfast cereal having a personality, did you? But Kellogg's Rice Krispies does. That's right. If you don't believe me, just pour some milk or cream over a heaping bowl of this delicious golden cereal and listen to them sparkle. They're the talking cereal because they tell you with a snap, crackle, pop how fresh and crisp they are. So get some Kellogg's Rice Krispies tomorrow at your grocer's. You'll love them. In the early days of the Old West, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles fought all sorts of crime wherever they found it. Nowhere, though, did they face a more dangerous opponent or strike a greater blow for law and order than in their battle with the Baron of the Badlands.
Bill, it sure is easy to see why they call this country the Badlands, ain't it?
Sure is, Jingles. This is one part of the country that isn't good for anything.
Yeah, even rattlers and horny toads won't live out here.
Not the ones you're thinking about, but there are a few sidewinders in this part of the country.
Well, what do you mean, Bill?
The Badlands are a perfect hiding place for some of the meanest two-legged snakes in the West.
Oh, you mean owl hoots and bandits. Huh, that kind of snake?
That's right. These hills are full of some of the toughest critters in this part of the country.
Well, they don't worry me none. I've met a lot of tough hombres in my time, and most of them are in jail. They ain't got to be pretty rugged to put anything over on Jingles. Yes, sirree.
Look out, Jingles.
Yeah, somebody's shooting at us. Well, what do I do now?
Whoa, Buckshot. Pull up, Jingles.
Whoa, Joker, whoa.
Don't get excited. Right. Just shot over our heads.
Yeah, I don't like people shooting anywhere near me.
He only wants us to stop.
Well, why don't he ask us instead of throwing lead?
I don't know. He's heading this way. You can ask him.
Sure, the fancy outfit he's wearing. He ain't no cowboy. That's for sure.
That's the kind of an outfit the cowboys wear down in Mexico.
Well, if he's a Mexican cowboy, he's a long ways from his enchiladas.
Oh, chiquita. Buenos dias, senores.
Buenos dias.
Yeah, very well. Howdy, partner. What's the idea of pulling the trigger on us?
That was just a warning, amigos. You're trespassing upon the land of Don Senor Antonio Smith.
Well, that's a fancy name, all but the Smith. Who
Who's he?
Senor Smith is known as the Baron of the Badlands.
Oh. I've heard of him, Jingles. He rules this part of the country with an iron hand.
That is right. And he does not like strangers on his land. You will turn your horses around, senores, and go back the way you have come.
Well, now, I don't know whether we will or not.
Easy, Jingles. He's still holding a gun on us.
Very true, senor. And I should warn you that I am a very, very good shot.
Is that so? Can you hit that little cactus flower over there on the side of the hill?
But of course. That is simple. See?
Now keep your gun pointed that way, or mine's liable to go off.
What is the meaning of this?
The meaning is that Bill drew while you were making that fancy shot. Now you might just as well put your horse pistol back in that holster real easy.
That's right, mister. We can talk better when we're not staring into a six-gun.
Very well. But what is there to talk about?
Your boss, the Baron of the Badlands. I want you to take us to him.
No, no, senor. That I cannot do. I refuse to take you to Senor Smith.
You're not doing anything right today. You even missed that cactus flower you shot at.
Bingo! Dead center.
That's the way you should have done it.
I see what you mean, senor. Come, I will take you to the Baron. There is the ranch house, senores. Just beyond those big rocks.
Woo-wee! Why, that there's a castle, not a ranch house.
Sure is a big place. Slow down a little, Jingles. Easy, Buckshot.
Yeah, slow down, Joker.
Ooh. Seems like an awful funny place for a ranch house. No grass, no cattle, nothing but rocks and sand for miles.
The Baron is not a farmer, senor.
Well, just what sort of business is he in?
If I were you, amigo, I wouldn't be too curious about that. Many people have asked that same question, and some of them are no longer with us.
Well, I'll just bet you that if Bill wants to know the answer, he's going to ask the question. You are, aren't you, Bill?
I don't know, Jingles, but it's part of my job to know what goes on in the territory I cover.
And just a moment, senor. You called him Jingles, and he called you Bill. You aren't by any chance...
That's right. He's Wild Bill Hickok, and I'm Jingles.
Oh, Chiquita. Un momento, senores.
Ooh, Buckshot.
Yeah, hold it, Joker. Now what?
Senores, I cannot take you into the castle.
Why not?
Lawmen have come to the castle before, and none of them have ever left alive.
Now I know we're going in there.
But Bill, you heard what he just said.
I sure did, Jingles. Oh. Come on, we're going to meet the Baron of the Badlands.
This is Charlie Lyon, folks, and here comes that singing cowboy, Slim. Say, what's the pencil and paper for, Slim?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, come on now. Don't be bashful. Tell me.
Well, Charlie, I'm writing me a poem. Everyone else writes poems about pretty sunsets and pretty girls and such. But the prettiest thing in the world to me is a big bowl of golden Kellogg's Rice Krispies on the breakfast table. And that's what I'm writing about. I got the idea this morning when I poured some milk over a bowl of Rice Krispies, and them little fellas started whopping it up with a snap, crackle, and a pop, telling me they were so fresh and crisp. Well, I figured they deserved to have a poem written about them. Of course, I'm always singing about Rice Krispies like this. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice.
Folks, get a package of fresh, crisp Kellogg's Rice Krispies from your grocer's tomorrow. Once you've tasted them, you'll feel like writing some poems about their golden goodness, too. And remember, for a good morning and a good day, it's Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the talking cereal. Mix them in with some berries or fruit for that extra flavor. Now, back to Wild Bill Hickok. Knowing that lawmen who visited the castle of the mysterious Baron of the Badlands never came out alive, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles nevertheless insisted on meeting him. We find them now waiting in the great hall of the castle for the Baron to appear.
Bill, I don't like this. Not one little teensy bit.
Stop walking up and down, will you, Jingles? Nothing's happened to us yet.
Yeah, but something can happen to us any minute. Yeah, you heard what that tamale cowboy said about lawmen who come poking their noses in here before.
We had to poke our noses in here, Jingles. That's why the government sent us up here in the first place.
Hey, you mean you knew all about this Baron?
Well, my orders told me a little bit about him. My job now is to find out what he's doing here.
Well, why didn't you tell me? I probably would have stayed in Abilene if I'd have known what we were getting into.
Nothing's happened to us yet. Now, just relax. Hey, quiet. Somebody's coming.
Wonder if this is the Baron.
I suppose it is.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. And welcome to my humble home.
Well, thank you, but it don't look very humble to me.
Are you saying you're Smith?
Oh, yes. Also known as the Baron of the Badlands.
My name is Hickok, United States Marshal. This is my deputy, Jingle.
How do you do? This is your house, gentlemen. Will you come with me? I am quite honored to have two such well-known officers as visitors.
We won't stay long. It's just part of my job to get acquainted with all the people in my territory.
Oh, but you must at least stay for dinner, gentlemen. The ranch is able to offer you much in the way of hospitality.
Well, now that I think of it, I could do with a little snack.
Jingles is always ready to accept an invitation to dinner.
Sure, but from the looks of this ranch, you don't raise enough food to keep a grasshopper going.
Jingles.
That is all right, Sir John Jingles. But I and my associates have many interests and some other properties. Now, perhaps you would like to take off your guns and get cleaned up a bit?
Well, now, I don't know.
Jingles, in Mexico, it isn't considered courteous to wear your guns when you're visiting in someone's home.
Oh, I see.
You have made the same mistake so many make, Mr. Hickok. I come from a very small country far to the south of Mexico, although our customs are very much like theirs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course, I didn't know.
No, quite all right. Now, your guns.
Well, all right, but I'll sure feel undressed without mine.
I will ring for my men to take care of your weapons, and then I will have you shown to a room.
Well, that's real nice of you, Baron.
You ring for me, boss?
Yes, Pete. Is Pedro with you?
Si, senor.
Come on in.
Bill, Pedro's the one who brought us here.
That's right.
Here are the guns of Mr. Hickok and his deputy. See that they don't get them back.
Now, just a
minute. Too late, Hickok. Pete, take these two American pigs and lock them up.
No, no, you don't.
Get the gun, Jingles. Is one of your guns right on your head?
Oh.
Jingles.
He's out.
And you're going out, too. I'll take a couple of you.
With me.
Look out for them. Get him, Baron.
Don't worry.
Que bueno. Good work.
Of course, good work. I had to get the guns away from them and then knock them both out myself. Throw some water on Pete to wake him up. And then take these two down in the cellar and lock them up with that stupid sheriff.
Si, senor.
And be careful. That Hickok is dangerous even without a gun.
Oh, my head.
Easy, Jingles. You'll be all right.
Oh, I'll never be all right again. The whole house fell on me, didn't it?
Well, not exactly. A baron slugged you with your own gun.
Yeah, I remember now. That's what we got for being polite.
Well, that was my fault. I thought maybe we could bluff him a little bit longer.
Well, that sidewinder is just plumb on me. Oh, my head.
Mine, too. But I got Pete before the baron pistol whipped me.
Well, that's good, but what do we do now? Looks like they've got us in a jail.
We're in the cellar under the castle. This big door has an iron bar on the outside. This window opens into another room, just like this one.
Well, that ain't so good. What do we do now?
Start looking for a way out, but I don't think there's much chance of finding one.
Hey, you two.
Hey, who's that?
Up there, the window.
Come here and be quiet.
Come on, Jingles.
Oh, if you're one of the Baron's men, I don't want nothing to do with you.
I'm not.
Well?
I'm Sheriff Wilson of Carson County. The Baron's had me locked up here ever since I come up to his place to find out what was going on.
How long ago was that?
Oh, about a week. The governor asked me to look into it.
The governor?
Of the territory. He said Marshal Hickok was on his way up here. I sure hope he gets here soon.
Well, I got news for you, Sheriff. You're looking right at Wild Bill Hickok.
No.
Yeah, and I'm his deputy, Jingles.
Well, I'll be dad-blamed. If the Baron's got you too, Wild Bill, there ain't much hope for any of us.
Don't be too sure about that. What have you found out about this place?
Not much. They put me in this cell. There's something that goes on every night in the room next to me.
How do you know?
I peek through the cracks in that wall. Every night, a bunch of men come and take some big boxes out of that room. There's a big door at the other end that opens out on the side of the hill. And they load this stuff onto wagons and drive off with it.
Any chance of our getting out into that room?
Well, I haven't found any way. That's a heavy wood wall over there and plenty stout.
Maybe we can get over into your cell through this window. Then the three of us might be able to do something.
You can try, but watch out for that guy, Pete. He brings me my grub twice a day, and he says he'd just as soon shoot me so he won't have to bother.
Speaking of grub, I could stand a little myself. Baron invited us to dinner, but we never got there.
Never mind the food right now, Jingles.
Hey, what's going on down there?
Nothing's going on. How about some food?
You'll get some food when I'm ready to bring it.
Well, open up this door and bring us some dinner. When I get hungry, I get real mean.
I'll pound on that door. I'll pour enough lead through it to shut you both up for good.
Cut it out, Jingles. Won't do any good to get him mad at us.
Oh, but gee, well,
I'll be back again later.
Yeah, Pete's gone for now.
Good. Let's see if we can get these wooden bars out of that window.
We ain't got no tools. Why, they even took my pocket knife.
We could sure use an axe, all right. We'll have to think of something else, though.
Well, stop looking at me that way, Bill. Every time you get an idea, something happens to me.
Now, this won't hurt you, Jingles. We just need a lot of weight.
Well, that's something I've got, but what are you going to do with it?
Unbuckle your belt.
Oh, but Bill, my pants will fall down.
Just unbuckle it and buckle it again around a couple of those bars.
Around me, too?
Yeah, that's right. Now stand up here on this bench.
Oh, all right, but it seems a little silly.
Buckle it tight now.
I am. Now, there, what do I do?
Just lean back real hard.
Oh, Bill, now what if the belt breaks?
Well, you won't fall very far.
Oh, all right. Here it goes.
You moved him a little.
Hey, that's just like having a horse hitched to them bars.
Just you watch your language, you old goat. I ain't no horse.
Now, come on, try it again, Jingles.
All right, here we go. Oh, look out, Bill.
That did it all right.
Be a little bit more quiet, will you, Jingles? We'll have the Baron and his whole gang down here on top of us.
Be quiet. I can't help it. When I fall down, I just naturally make a lot of noise.
What are you going to do now, Wild Bill?
Crawl through into the room you're in. Then we'll see if we can find a way out of there.
Well, if there's a way out of that room, why hasn't the sheriff gotten out?
At least that room has a plank wall, and this one we're in is all stone. Now crawl through here, Jingles.
Me? Through there?
Do you want to get out of here?
Well, sure.
Then let's go.
All right, but it don't look very big.
Now, come on. Hurry it up.
That does it.
What's wrong?
I'm stuck.
Now, wait a minute. Here, I'll give you a push.
Push harder.
Grab him from the other end and pull, Sheriff.
Okay, Bill.
Doggone it, no matter what we try to do, I always wind up flat on the floor.
Well, we're this far. Let me take a look through the cracks in that plank wall.
What do you see, Bill?
Just what the sheriff said. Big piles of boxes.
Well, that's very interesting, but all I want is to find a way out of here.
The way out is right through this wall.
But how? Those planks are 3 inches thick.
Even Jingles isn't big enough to smash through that wall, and we don't have no axe or knife or anything.
You don't happen to have a match, do you, Sheriff?
Oh, sure. You want to smoke?
I don't smoke, thanks. But that match will get us through that wall. Give me a bandana, Jingles, and gather up all the scraps from those wooden bars. We'll just start a fire and burn our way out.
It's working, Bill. The hole's almost big enough now.
Keep beating the fire back with your hat so the whole building doesn't catch on fire.
Let it burn.
Sure, and bring the Baron's gang down. Remember, they have guns and we don't.
That's right, and I don't feel like getting shot after all this work.
You're weakening the wall enough. Let's beat out the fire before too much smoke gets upstairs.
Okay.
I'll get it all out while I try to kick a hole through here.
If you ask me, this is escaping the hard way.
How's that, Jingles?
Oh, I keep falling down on the floor, then Bill burns up my bandana, and I'm ruining a good hat beating out a fire.
These planks are charred enough to kick right out. Come on, let's get through here.
Hey, that other door's right on that side behind the box.
Yeah, let's head for it.
Wait a minute. I want to take a look at what's in here.
Oh, come on, Bill. This is just a pile of supplies. It says right on the box, farm machinery and grade A flour, long-handled shovels.
What would the Baron want with a big box of shovels out in this cactus country?
I don't know, but I ain't going to stick around and ask.
Now, wait a minute. Here's a box with a loose cover.
Well, I'll be dad burned.
Yep, there's your answer.
Rifles and ammunition.
That's right, and all stolen from the army. The Baron is a gun runner.
But what for?
That little country of his, somewhere south of Mexico, is probably getting ready for a revolution. And he's shipping them the guns.
Very clever, Senorito.
The Baron.
That is right. And since you have found out my little secret, you are much too dangerous to me to go on living.
Look out, Bill!
Hold on to your saddle horn, dude. You ain't gonna fall off. Now, come on, boys. Let's make tracks for the chuck wagon. You know, the cookie told me earlier what we was gonna have for breakfast, and I sure ain't gonna be one to miss it. Come on, let's sing while you ride, cowboys. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies mean more fun and pep. So come on, gang, let's get in step. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Add milk or cream, that's all you do. Then listen to 'em talk to you. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Aye, Granny's kids, the West ain't what it used to be. Some ways, though, I'm sort of glad. We didn't used to have Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the talking cereal, and I never in my life tasted anything like them little golden hombres. Why, when you pour milk or cream over them, why, they just come to life with a snap, crackle, and pop, telling you how fresh and how crisp they are. I reckon everyone agrees that Kellogg's Rice Krispies are about the best. Now, back to Wild Bill Hickok.
Trapped by the Baron in the room with the contraband guns, Wild Bill, Jingles, and the sheriff, unarmed, face the bullets of the gunrunner.
Push on the boxes, Jingles.
All right, Bill. And hey! That got him. You hurt, Bill?
Not yet.
Stay there, Pete! Hurry!
Stay behind these boxes. He's still got his gun.
Yeah, it's a terrible shot, though.
Don't count on it. Now get some rifles and ammunition out of those boxes before the rest of that gang gets down here. And stay down.
If I stayed any lower, I'd be buried.
I got me a rifle. I feel better now.
Yeah, me too. This gun's awful greasy, but who cares?
Baron, where are you?
That's Pete.
Over here. And watch out. They've got guns now.
So have I. Drop it, Hickok, and get your hands up.
Now, that was a silly thing to say to Wild Bill Hickok. He's just as fast with a rifle as he is with a six gun.
Look out for the Baron, Bill.
Drop it, Baron. You're covered by three guns.
I see what you mean. All right, I'll drop it. But there will be more of my men down here any minute.
Well, with all the guns you've got stacked up here for us, we ought to be able to give them a mighty warm welcome.
That won't be necessary, Jingles.
It's Pedro, Jingles. Stay where you are, Pedro.
I will, Senor Hickok. But now that you have the Baron and Pete, the rest of us are willing to surrender. One of the men has gone for your horses now.
Watch out for a trick, Bill.
There is no trick, Senor. I am glad to see the Baron taken into custody. In the country we both come from, my work is much like yours as United States Marshal. I came with the Baron to watch him and to see that his plan to start a revolution did not succeed.
Oh, you mean you're a star packer, too?
Dirty spy, Pedro. I kill you for this someday.
No, you won't, Baron. Pick up his gun, Jingles, and tie him up.
That'll be a pleasure. But, Bill...
What is it, Jingles?
Let's get out of these bad lands and go back to chasing ordinary owl hoots and rustlers. All this mystery and spy business is pretty confusing for a plain little old cowpoke like me.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Well, folks, Andy and I are going to be riding off on our summer vacations next week, but we'll be back with you later on.
Right, Guy, and we want to thank all you folks for being with us. We'll be back with more Wild Bill Hickok stories in September.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right, it's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you in September.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Larry Dobkin, Tom Holland, Stan Waxman, Stan Farrar, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. And Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.